It is time for Food for Mood with Dr. Judy Werpman. Judy is the co-author of the Serotonin Power Diet, serotoninpowerdiet.com. Simon loses his tummy, and let's see if she's snoring or if she's awake after that rambling discourse by us. Good morning, Dr. Werpman.
Good morning, good morning. Well, I could have gone for a workout at the gym during this
conversation. Probably could have.
But I decided to stay put.
That was very kind of you. You could have taken a train someplace.
That's exactly right. We just waited for a train. No, you did not stress me enough to make me go and start, you know, eating from a box of cereal or, you know, a bag of M&Ms. But it is true that, we not everybody, but many of us, you know, tend to put food in our mouth when we're thinking about something else or we don't want to think about something else. And we find simply that the chewing or the chewing and the swallowing or the hand-mouth motion, you know, popcorn in and out of the mouth, from the box to the mouth, from the box to the mouth, is something that we do and our brain sees what's happening and makes us relax or distracts us from whatever we're obsessing about. Maybe actually makes us feel better. The thing is, we mindlessly eat most of the time, and not necessarily overeating, but you know, how many meals do we eat in which we actually pay attention to what goes into our mouth? You know, if I ask somebody on the street, what did you have for breakfast or lunch or dinner yesterday or the day before, it would probably be unnoticed because, you know, unless it's a particularly good meal or something out of the ordinary, something you didn't like to eat, you didn't really notice what you were eating. And for many people, unless they're on a diet or they have some kind of food restriction or they really are picky eaters or they're restaurant critics, they really don't pay much attention to what they're eating, the size of what they're eating, whether they clean their plate or left something on their plate. And you know, it's always said, if you're really trying to lose weight or keep your weight off, you must start paying attention to this. But above all that, people who are in the throes of some kind of emotional distress tend to really turn to chewing or chewing and swallowing as a way of dealing with their distress. And there's been some studies, interestingly, that show that if you chew gum or you chew on something else, like one of those wooden stirrers that you use, you know, to stir your coffee, that there really are positive changes in your physiology that show that you are less stressed than before you started chewing. I would not recommend chewing gum or actually chewing on wooden sticks. You know, you get splinters. But that does seem, chewing on ice cubes, unless you freeze your tongue, is really perhaps a better way of going because you're less likely to have splinters in your mouth or cavities or something from chewing the gum. Your jaw hurting. But the thing is, a couple of days ago or a couple of weeks ago, I noticed a friend of mine with whom we'd gone out to dinner, she and her husband, doing something that was absolutely mindless eating. And this is somebody who is not normally a person who doesn't pay attention to what she's eating. She's thin, she exercises, she really watches normally what she's eating. We were eating at a meal at a restaurant, and we'd ordered a whole variety of small dishes that we were supposed to share, and one of the dishes happened to be a bowl of pasta that we were all supposed to share. The waiter happened to put it down in front of her, and we were all busy talking, unfortunately, about a medical problem that her husband was experiencing that could lead to a simple solution or something rather drastic, in which case his survival might have been not necessarily assured. It was a major operation if things did not turn out well. And somebody said to her, could you pass the pasta? And she looked down, and she had consumed the entire bowl. And she said, I didn't even realize I was eating this. How could I have eaten this entire bowl of pasta? Again, real example of mindless eating. And, you know, I don't know whether it made her feel better or not. It certainly made her feel full. I hope that all that carbohydrate really did have an effect on decreasing her stress because it made more serotonin. But one of the things that occurred to me is that that was sort of a wake-up call. That should have been, a trigger for her to think, what am I doing? Why am I eating this much? I realize I'm worried about my husband. Can I do something to decrease my stress without eating so much food? Because it is possible that if you notice that you're doing this mindless eating, to turn it into what I would call mindful eating and realize that, yeah, you don't have to eat a gigantic bowl of pasta in order to feel better. You could have I would have said to her if she asked, which she didn't, you could have had some breadsticks at the beginning of the meal or a slice of bread at the beginning of the meal when your stomach was empty, and by the time the pasta and all the other dishes had been served, your brain might have made enough serotonin to make you feel better, a little calmer, and you wouldn't have to start eating out of this bowl of pasta. And I think that we shouldn't just give up on people who are mindless eating, say, stop entirely, but I think really what we have to say is, what are you doing? Why are you doing this? Are there other steps you can take to bring about the same effect of making yourself feel calmer and maybe able to cope without going having the caloric disaster of eating a gigantic amount of food? But I said, Jill, people would come into me for weight loss counseling and they would tell me what they ate mindlessly, but this is the first time I actually ever saw it before my eyes, and it was it was interesting, and I realized, you know, how powerful the impulse is to eat until you feel better, rather than eat and wait until you feel better if you've eaten the right kinds of food to change your brain.
Thank you very much, Dr. Judy Wortman, Food for Mood.
And thank you very much, and hope you have a good Thanksgiving.
Okay, goodbye.
Yeah, bye.
Judy Wortman and Food for Mood, making fun of my dementia.